Chapter 59. Exile. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful. Whatever is in the heavens and whatever is on the earth glorifies Allah, and He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. It is He who drove out the disbelievers among the people of the Scripture from their homes at the first gathering. You did not think that they would be driven out, and they thought that their fortresses would defend them from Allah. But Allah's torment reached them from a place which they did not expect, and He cast terror into their hearts, so that they destroyed their own dwellings with their own hands and the hands of the believers. Then take admonition, O you with eyes to see. And had it not been that Allah had decreed exile for them, He would certainly have punished them in this world, and in the hereafter theirs shall be the torment of the fire. That is because they opposed Allah and His Messenger. And whoever opposes Allah, then surely Allah is severe in punishment. O Muslims, what you cut down of the palm trees of the enemy, or what you left of them standing on their stems, it was by the leave of Allah, and in order that He might disgrace the rebellious and disobedient to Allah. And what Allah gave as spoils to His Messenger from them, for which you made no expedition with either cavalry or by camel, but Allah gives power to His messengers over whomsoever He wills, and Allah is able to do all things. What Allah gave as spoils to His messenger from the people of the townships, it is for Allah, His messenger, the kindred, the orphans, the poor, and the wayfarers, in order that it may not become a fortune used by the rich among you. And whatever the messenger gives to you, take it, and whatever he forbids for you, abstain from it and fear Allah. Surely Allah is severe in punishment. And there is also a share in these spoils for the poor emigrants who were expelled from their homes and their properties, seeking bounties from Allah, and to please Him, and helping Allah and His Messenger. Indeed, such are the truthful to what they say. And those who, before them, had homes in Medina and adopted the faith, love those who emigrate to them and have no jealousy in their hearts for that which they have been given of spoils, and give the emigrants preference over themselves, even though they were in need. And whoever is saved from his own greed, such are they who will be the successful. And those who came after them say, Our Lord, forgive us and our brethren who have preceded us in faith, and do not put in our hearts any hatred against those who have believed. Our Lord, You are indeed full of kindness, most merciful. Have you, O Muhammad, not observed the hypocrites who say to their friends among the people of the Scripture who disbelieve, By Allah, if you are expelled, indeed we too will go out with you, and we shall never obey anyone against you. And if you are attacked, we shall surely help you. But Allah is witness that they are surely liars. Surely, if they are expelled, the hypocrites will never go with them, and if they are attacked, they will never help them. And if they do help them, they will turn their backs, and so they will not be victorious. Surely you believers are more awful as a fear in their hearts than Allah is. That is because they are a people who do not comprehend the majesty and power of Allah. They do not fight against you even when together, except when in fortified townships or from behind walls. Their enmity amongst themselves is great. You would think they were united, but their hearts are divided. That is because they are a people who do not understand. They are like their immediate predecessors. They tasted the evil result of their conduct, and in the hereafter there is a painful torment for them. Their allies deceive them like Satan when he says to man, Disbelieve in Allah. But when man disbelieves in Allah, Satan says, I am free of you. I fear Allah, the Lord of mankind, jinn, and all that exists. So the end of both will be that they will be in the fire, abiding there. Such is the recompense of the polytheists wrongdoers and disbelievers in Allah. O you who believe, fear Allah and keep your duty to Him. And let every person look to what he has sent forth for tomorrow and fear Allah. Surely Allah is all aware of what you do. And do not be like those who forgot Allah. He caused them to forget themselves. These are the rebellious and disobedient to Allah. Not equal are the dwellers of the fire and the dwellers of the paradise. It is the dwellers of the paradise that will be successful. Had we revealed this Quran on a mountain, surely you would have seen it crumbling and splitting asunder by the fear of Allah. Such are the parables which we put forward to mankind, that they may reflect. He is Allah, and none has the right to be worshipped but He, the all-knower of the unseen and the seen. He is the most gracious, the most merciful. He is Allah, and none has the right to be worshipped but He, the King, the most sacred, the one free from all defects, the giver of security, the watcher over His creatures, the Almighty, the Compeller, the Supreme. Glory be to Allah. He is high above all that they associate as partners with Him. He is Allah, the Creator, the Evolver, the Bestower of all forms. To Him belong the best names. All that is in the heavens and the earth glorifies Him. And He is the Almighty, the All-Wise.